Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, algorithms. This is topic 3.1, and I promise you, once this clicks, it changes how you think about problem solving forever. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for a grade 9, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail those exam questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. So, what actually is an algorithm? This is a question that comes up in almost every exam paper, and candidates lose marks here more than you'd think. An algorithm is a precise, step-by-step sequence of instructions designed to solve a specific problem or complete a task. Notice those key words: precise, step-by-step, specific. An algorithm must be unambiguous, meaning every step has exactly one interpretation. It must be finite, meaning it always terminates. And it must be effective, meaning every step is achievable. Now, here's the first big trap. An algorithm is not the same as a computer program. This is one of the most common mistakes I see in exam papers. An algorithm is the logical plan. It's the idea, the method, the recipe. A program is the implementation of that algorithm in a specific programming language. Think of it like this. An algorithm is the recipe for a cake, and a program is the actual cake you bake in a specific oven. The recipe works regardless of which oven you use, just like an algorithm works regardless of which programming language you implement it in. Examiners will specifically test whether you understand this distinction, so make sure you can state it clearly. Now, let's talk about two incredibly powerful problem-solving techniques: decomposition and abstraction. These are the building blocks of computational thinking, and they appear across the entire specification. Decomposition means breaking a complex problem down into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Think about building a website. That's a huge, complex task. But if you decomposite it, you get design the layout, write the HTML, add the styling, create the database, test the pages. Suddenly, it's not one scary problem. It's five smaller, solvable ones. Each subproblem can then be tackled independently, and you can even have different people working on different parts at the same time. In exam questions, when you're asked to describe decomposition, always use the phrase breaking down into smaller subproblems and give a specific example from the context provided. Abstraction is slightly different, and it's a concept that trips up a lot of students. Abstraction means removing or ignoring unnecessary detail so you can focus on what actually matters for the task at hand. Here's a brilliant real-world example. Think about a map. A map of the London Underground does not show you every building, every road, every tree. It just shows you the stations and the lines connecting them. All that unnecessary detail has been abstracted away, leaving only what you need to navigate the tube. In programming, when we create a function called calculateAverage, we do not need to know exactly how it works internally every time we use it. We just know what it takes in and what it gives back. That's abstraction in action. What? Let's move on to representing algorithms. In your exam, you'll need to work with three representations: flowcharts, pseudocode, and program code. Let's cover each one. Flowcharts use standard symbols to represent different types of steps. An oval or rounded rectangle is used for the start and end. These are called terminals. A rectangle represents a process, something that happens, like add one to counter. A diamond represents a decision, a yes or no question, like is the number greater than 10? And a parallelogram represents input or output. When drawing flowcharts, every decision diamond must have exactly two exits, one for yes, one for no. This is a mark-losing mistake if you get it wrong. Pseudocode is the representation you'll use most in the written exam. AQA has a specific pseudocode standard, and you must use it. Key things to remember: use a left arrow for assignment. Use if, then, else, end if for selection. Use for, to, next for count controlled loops. Use while, do, end while for condition controlled loops. Use output to display something and input to receive data. indentation matters. It shows which lines are inside a loop or conditional. Examiners will credit pseudocode that follows a consistent logical style, even if it's not exactly AQA standard. But using the official syntax is always the safest choice.
Now, let's talk about something that appears in almost every exam paper. Trace tables. A trace table is a method for manually tracking the values of variables as an algorithm runs, step by step. It's how you work out what an algorithm actually does without running it on a computer. Here's how to use one. You create a table with a column for each variable in the algorithm, plus a column for any output. Then you go through the algorithm line by line, recording every change to every variable in the correct row. The key rule, and this is where candidates lose marks, is that you must record every single change. You only write in a cell when the value of that variable changes. Let me give you a quick example. Suppose we have an algorithm with a variable called total, starting at 0, and a loop that runs from 1 to 5. Adding the loop counter to total each time. After step 1, total is 1. After step 2, total is 3. After step 3, total is 6. After step 4, total is 10. After step 5, total is 15. The algorithm is calculating the sum of the numbers 1 to 5. In the exam, you might be given a completed or partially completed trace table and asked to identify what the algorithm does. Always look at the final output value and the pattern of changes to figure it out. Okay, let's shift into exam technique mode. This is where I want to give you the specific strategies that will earn you marks on the day. First, always read the question carefully and identify the command word. If the question says state, you need a short, precise answer, often just a definition or a single sentence. If it says describe, you need to say what something is or what it does, using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says trace or complete the trace table, you must work through the algorithm methodically, step by step. Second, when writing pseudocode in the exam, always use consistent syntax. Don't mix styles. Examiners are looking for logical correctness and consistent notation. Third, for questions about decomposition and abstraction, always apply them to the specific scenario in the question. Don't just define the terms, show how they apply. For example, in this context, decomposition would involve breaking the booking system into subproblems, such as checking availability, processing payment, and sending confirmation. That kind of specific application is what earns the higher marks. Fourth, a very common mistake is confusing an algorithm with a program. If a question asks you to write an algorithm, you can use pseudocode or a flowchart. You do not need to write Python or any other programming language. Okay, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the three key properties of an algorithm? The answer is, it must be unambiguous, finite, and effective. Question 2. What is the difference between an algorithm and a computer program? An algorithm is a logical sequence of steps to solve a problem. A program is the implementation of that algorithm in a specific programming language. Question 3. What does decomposition mean? Breaking a complex problem down into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Question 4. What does abstraction mean? Removing unnecessary detail to focus on what is relevant to the task. Question 5. In a flowchart, what shape is used for a decision? A diamond shape. Question 6. What is a trace table used for? To track the values of variables step by step as an algorithm executes, in order to determine the algorithm's purpose or identify errors. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important points from today. 1. An algorithm is a precise, finite, unambiguous sequence of steps to solve a problem. It is not the same as a computer program. 2. Decomposition breaks complex problems into smaller subproblems. Abstraction removes unnecessary detail. 3. Algorithms can be represented as flowcharts, pseudocode, or program code. Know the standard symbols for flowcharts and use AQA pseudocode syntax in written answers. 4. Trace tables track variable changes step by step. Record every change and use the final output to identify what the algorithm does. 5. In the exam, match your answer style to the command word.
state means brief. Explain means use because. Trace means work through methodically. That's it for today's episode on fundamentals of algorithms. You've covered the key concepts, the exam techniques, and tested yourself with the quiz. The best thing you can do now is close this podcast, cover your notes, and try to write down everything you can remember. That retrieval practice is what will make this stick for the real exam. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.